Leonora Burton was born and raised in South Wales. When she first arrived in the United States in the late 1960s, she had already secured a job with American International Television, yet before settling into the position, had an opportunity to earn a few extra dollars, an opportunity that presented itself at the door of her Manhattan apartment.
And I was there one night, and a knock came on the door, and I opened up the door, and the woman said, "Are you busy tonight?" I said, "Why?" She said, "Well, you know, we're missing a girl for a rally, and we need somebody who'll dress up in this red, white, and blue dress and with this straw boater." And I said, "Yeah? What's it for?" "For Nixon." I said, "Who's Nixon?" She said, "He's running for president." I said, "I don't know who Richard Nixon is." I said, "I've been in this country for a week, 3 weeks." I said, "Who is he?" "Well, you know, I said, well, I said, $25. I said, "I'm in. $25. I can keep the dress. I'm in." So off we went to some hotel, and we were told that every time Nixon came in, we had to take off our boater hats and say, "Nixon's the one, Nixon's the one," and amidst cheers, and he walked between this corridor of Nixon girls and smiled.
Burton smiled when she earned another $25 working a second Nixon rally at Madison Square Garden. And while she enjoyed the $50, Burton is far from a Nixon girl politically.
That was it. That was my introduction to this country. And I just thought, this is like so weird. I had grown up in a family of my father being a local politician, where we'd walk down the streets and anyone who liked my father would say, "Oh, there go the fair club girls. Hello, girls." And then the people who didn't like my father would say, "Oh, God, there go the fair club girls." Yeah. So I had sort of used to that. But this nonsense of, you know, embracing this crazy, crazy person. And it was all organized and orchestrated by his media campaign manager, who I think, and he won't corroborate it, but I think it was Roger Ailes, who 30-odd years later we meet up again in Cold Spring. So that's how small the world is.
Roger Ailes, chairman and CEO of the Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network, served as media consultant for Republican Presidents Richard Nixon, Ronald Reagan, and George H.W. Bush. He and his wife, Elizabeth Ailes, live in Garrison, and she is the owner and publisher of Cold Spring-based newspaper, the Putnam County News and Recorder. Burton says she and the Aileses are not exactly friends or even friendly, after she laments local divisive politics. A few years after first arriving in the States, Burton became assistant to film and television producer Fred Weintraub, who was director of creative services for Warner Brothers at the time. Another of Burton's stories in her book portrays just how small the world can feel.
We made the film Clute with Jane Fonda. And Jane Fonda wanted to meet a call girl. And so I could hear Fred on the phone. Whisper. And finally he came out and he said, "Okay, I got somebody coming in to see me at 2 o'clock. Don't bother to go and see her. I will pick her up after I finish with my screening." I said, "Oh, okay." But I knew this was the call girl. So the receptionist called and said, "Alice Bell is here." I said, "What? I'll be right out." And I went out, and there was somebody I went to school with in South Wales. And I said, "Alice?" And she said, "Oh, Leonora, don't tell anybody what I'm doing." She still had a great Welsh accent. I said, "Oh, I want to say a word, Alice, don't you worry. Your secret is safe with me." Until today, sorry, Alice. And I said, "All you've got to do is, you know, go out and tell Jane Fonda whatever she wants to know, but demand that you get a credit on the screen as a technical advisor." And she did. She got a credit on the film, Clued. But, you know, this is the craziness of being in a small world. It doesn't matter where you are. You will eventually find somebody that you know in strange circumstances.
As for what drove Burton to write her memoir...
When my mother died, I discovered a book that she had written, never published, about the family background. And in it, I learned all sorts of secrets that I'd wished I'd known when she'd been alive, because it was only half the history. So at some point, I decided that my life had been so crazy and sort of interesting that I wanted to have a record for my own kids and grandkids, so that they could know how wacky their grandmother was and their mother had been. And that's what motivated me.
There are so many well-known names around which Burton has stories. She did not want to tip her hand too much, but did indulge me in a story about how she may be related to the Barrymores.
My mother in the book said that her father was one of the Barrymores, and I know that when we were growing up, she would take us to every movie that the Barrymore was in and say, you never know, this could be one of your relatives. And when she died and her we got her birth certificate, she was Evelyn Blythe, and Blythe was the non-stage name of the Barrymores. So you have to assume that there was some truth to that whole the thing. But again, you know, this only came out after she died, so I couldn't verify anything.
Then there's a story connected with former British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher.
I had gone to the British consulate to register my kids to get them their British passport. And because I was a good mother, I'd taken my passport, and I said, these are my kids, here's my passport. And the guy said, oh, it's not important who you are. The father has to be British. I had a fit. I said, what? I am the mother. I could go to any British person on outside and say, would you come in and say you're their father? And you would have no proof that he wasn't the father. How can you say this? And one of the kids' godfathers was Sir David English, who ran the London Daily Mail. And his very close friend was Margaret Thatcher. So I got on the phone. I said, David, this is what's happened. I am absolutely out. He said, I don't believe it. And who knows? The law was changed.
Burton wrote 12 Regency romances in the 1970s, which are now being made into e-books. And she is working on a children's book starring her aged black lab, Tara, who is as well-known in the neighborhood as Burton. Her new book is entitled Lament of an Expat, How I Discovered America and Tried to Mend It.
And I'm still trying.
And that is the author, Leonora Burton. The book is published by Author House. I'm Allison Dunn, WAMC News.